Chapter 19, Equality. The ringing tones of him who knew the great requisite as well as the great answer still reverberate down through the ages. Whosoever will come after me, take possession of the infinite all, let him deny himself, disclaim any form or individual selfhood, take up his cross, abide with this new idea, and follow me. Accept my teaching as absolute and supreme. Mark 8, verse 34. He that findeth his life to be the one indivisible spirit shall lose it, as man a separate individuality, and he that loseth his life as man shall find it as the universal selfhood. Matthew 10, verse 39. It should now be easy for one to grasp that all earthly troubles and problems, including the present war conditions, appear solely because of the belief in many individualities, each accepting a self and identity of his own. Surely, in God, the infinite one and all, there are no such states, beliefs, nor conditions. No wonder the Christ introduced and stressed the new idea of emptying out the old bottles or former teachings, and the denial of oneself as having any individualized sense of life and things. Such wrong practice alone denotes the prodigal position, the turning away and separating of oneself from perfection as the whole, and so results in a limited sense of good and abundance everywhere. Nor can such outcome ever be surmounted, rectified, healed, or overcome individualistically. The one and only remedy is to follow our Savior's admonition to accept the universal self as our very own. In this way, whosoever will shall come naturally and easily into possession of the all good in which abundance and perfection dwell and abide. No one needs to take up the study of physics nor metaphysics before studying ontology. Anyone, anywhere, desiring to know the truth about life and being and the way to experience its peace, health, harmony, and fullness of all good, may now take the great answer and without any previous religious training, come face to face with the divine and perfect, and prepare himself for direct perception and illumination. Citizens of heaven, awake. Give up your mistaken idea that you are an individual and as such entitled to the whole. It is not so. As an individual, you are entitled only to a part, a portion, a limited amount of everything. This is exactly what you are falsely claiming for yourself when you claim individuality, just like the prodigal when he wanted to become a distinct individual and operate on his own. Do you recall what happened to him? He was unsuccessful. He utterly failed. The time came when no man gave unto him. That is, he came to the end of his individualistic possession. Then, somehow, he remembered. The veil lifted. His viewpoint changed. Presently, he looked toward the infinite, the whole, his very life and substance. The longer he looked, the greater his strides to it, and the farther he placed the form of individualism. To get to the Father, the house of unlimited abundance, this idea now completely consumed him. Strange, even the first steps toward it began to take away some of the terrible fear and suffering which had enveloped him. Now he rejoiced, and his heart was warm and athrill. Just the thought of that whole which now he began to take as actually his very own quickened his steps and accelerated his speed. Even when yet he thought he had a long distance to cover, he felt fullness and perfection right at his side. And it was so. Then he disowned all form of individuality altogether. Rapturously, he took possession of that self, which is the great answer. Reader, Surely now the spirit within you is bearing witness to this great realism, is it not? Your heart is touched. You are constrained to withdraw yourself from the mistaken position of separateness and division. Am I right? Then take all and fear nothing. Rejoicingly, devotedly, and wholeheartedly abide with it forever and ever. The general idea of equality is an imperfect and incorrect one, since considered from the false individualistic viewpoint. Here, all wish to attain the all individually. Their idea is to establish equal rights for everyone as multiple individualities. This ideal of equal rights for all is a true and correct one, but the belief that this can be accomplished individually is a mistaken premise. Thus continue the forms of war, struggle, lack, and limitation everywhere. Despite the inherent knowledge in everyone that he is divinely entitled to all, automatically and inevitably, he separates himself from it because of his false viewpoint of individualism. Prosperity is equally available to everyone, but not like an apple which may be broken up into equal parts. Should each take a part of the apple, he would obviously receive but a limited amount, thus would continue in want. Now then, the supposition that prosperity or abundance is something which is divisible like an apple is a postulate which is absolutely erroneous and without foundation. This very fallacy prevents the success and fulfillment of the idealism of equality for which everyone clamors today. Never can the abundance of all good be detached from God, the infinite whole. Attempting to separate them or to secure abundance of itself must inevitably prove futile, since Creator and creation are one. Emphatically and truly, everyone is divinely entitled to all the abundance he can take, even as to all the air he breathes. But the idea of equalization of abundance, based on the viewpoint that all are entitled to it separately or individually, will ever prove futile. Air, for instance, is an indivisible whole. Unlike the apple, it cannot be separated into portions. Exactly so with life and being. For any to obtain unlimited abundance, he must accept the premise that it is not something to be acquired, earned, nor secured, but to come into his possession as though it were his very own, for such it is. Content to be but a limited man, how dare he claim rights to the unlimited? It is an utter impossibility for one to gain his life without losing it, or to enjoy access to the blessed whole without disowning a separate identity. Only when we accept the creator of it are we entitled to unlimited abundance, since creator and abundance are one. Therefore, the single way is for us to identify with it. When we have fulfilled life's requisite, then equalization of abundance is ours forever.